Rise and shine, everyone. It's Friday, November 13th, which means we're almost through the week, but before you tune out for the weekend, we've got some important news to start your day. As always, I'm your host, Simran Sandhu, and this is the 5-Minute Drill brought to you by UpFi Media. To get started this morning, let's take a look at Disney, which released their Q4 reports yesterday, showing that the company is still struggling financially. The company had a fourth quarter loss of $710 million, marking their second consecutive quarter of losses. The divisions of the company most affected by these losses include the parks, the experiences and product segments, and others. On the bright side, the company's video streaming service, Disney Plus, has now grown to nearly 74 million subscribers. To give you some perspective here, Disney Plus has only been out for a year, but it's already three quarters of the way to 100 million subscribers, which is something that took Netflix several years to do. Overall, revenue for the quarter stands at $14.7 billion, which is 23% lower than this time last year, but still marginally higher than analyst expectations. As for our second story, the cosmetics company Revlon reported yesterday that it would no longer need to file for bankruptcy since they've been receiving financial support from bondholders. Revlon maintains a significant amount of debt, with one example being a $343 million bond that's due in February. The company was required to refinance the bond at least 3 months beforehand, and if they couldn't, then they would owe over $1 billion in senior loans. Fortunately, they were able to avoid going bankrupt as the bondholders agreed to a debt swap deal. For those of you that don't know, a debt swap deal essentially means that the company's financial obligations or debt is exchanged for something like equity through the form of stock. So essentially, Revlon was able to use this method to swap out 70% of their debt to other investors, which means that they're now only obligated to pay $107 million. Now, our third story takes us away from the world of business and towards some rather unfortunate news that came out of Egypt yesterday afternoon. 5 U.S. service members who were on a peacekeeping mission to the Sinai Peninsula died when a U.S. helicopter crashed off the coast. One other U.S. soldier was also injured, while two other men, one from France and the other from the Czech Republic, were also killed in the crash. The multinational force and observers group who reported this said that, quote, "At this point, there is no information to indicate the crash was anything except an accident." Now, our fourth story moves to international relations, as yesterday, President Trump officially barred any American business or citizen from owning a share in Chinese companies that may help the national military. This executive order will go into effect on January 11, 2021, and it will target 31 different companies that the DoD deems a Chinese communist military company. The businesses affected by this include those from industries like aerospace, construction, technology, and communication. President Trump argued the reason for this executive order is because, quote, "The People's Republic of China is increasingly exploiting United States capital to resource and to enable the development and modernization of its military." Now, for our final story of the week, the Xbox Series X was released this Tuesday, and alongside the PS5, the two gaming consoles have taken the industry by storm. So far, the reviews have been positive, with many game reviewers giving the console a score usually around an 8 out of 10. But the weirdest story to come out of this release is a viral Twitter video that's accumulated more than 2 million views showing the console smoking. At first glance, it would look like the console was overheating and possibly catching fire, but after a close inspection by many Twitter users, it became clear that the smoke was actually a vape cloud. This actually prompted the company to put out a statement on Twitter telling customers very clearly, quote, "We can't believe we have to say this, but please do not blow vape smoke into your Xbox Series X." Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Monday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.